Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe.
Today, I let go. I let go of my need for things to be resolved. I let go of obligation and guilt. I let go of the idea that I have to anything just because generations before me believed that they did. I let go to the idea that I owe anyone anything, no matter what they have done for me. Because if what they have done for me is outweighed by how they have done me harm or harmed someone I love or even harmed to my core beliefs, my intrinsic desire for awakening, for evolution, for emotional intelligence, I will not be guilted. I will not be forced into relationships of obligation. I will not be forced into activities just because it is the holiday or just because I should want to. No. There is nothing in it for me. And I don't mean that in a selfish, self-centered, materialistic way. I mean it in a down to the bottom of my soul way. When I ask, what do I learn and how do I grow? I learn to release obligation, to release guilt, and to be okay if a situation remains unresolved. Today, I let go. I let go of the idea that I am responsible for maintaining connections that were built and grown from relationships and commitments I had nothing to do with. I let go. I let go of the idea that my children need connections that they do not need. That this false idea of family and love and everything else, that is something that they need because you ask them what they need and that's not it. Today I let go. I remind myself I don't get to have that. I don't get to have the fantasy of multi-generational family. I don't get that. But you know what? I can build my own. I can build my own, create my own. And that will be good enough. I don't have to be what anyone else wants me to be. I can be intrinsically, authentically me. And nothing else matters. I will be an example to my children, to myself, to you, I hope. An example of authenticity, an example of boundaries, an example of willingness to let go. Why am I willing? Because it is what is best for me and for my children. And while I don't do it, I don't let go to hurt the people I let go of, do you know that I am aware that in this situation, the universe will use me and my choices to write a curriculum for them? And I am okay with that. I am okay with that. I am okay with what they may think, with what they may feel, with what they may say. I am okay that they may rally others against me. I am okay that it lay unresolved, that I remain misunderstood, misjudged, misvalued. I am okay. I am more than okay. I will not bend who I am at the will of others. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what their position is within the patriarchy. I don't care because it is harmful. It is harmful. I will not take away my free will. I will not take away the free will of my children. I will not take away their say or mine or yours. We must value ourselves and each other enough to let go when that is the only real option. Too many years bent at the will of someone else, doing things out of obligation, sitting in the presence of people who I don't like and who don't like me. I can love someone without being near them. I can love someone without forcing myself to bask in the eyes of their disapproval and judgment when it is only based on self-loathing and fear. Why must another person be so afraid of the truth of who they are, the truth of who their partners are, the truth of their own lives that they then frown upon ours? Today, I let go. What are you going to do? Are you going to let go? Are you going to set yourself free? Perhaps set your spouse free? Not from you, though that might be what you're thinking, and that's okay too. But what is it? What do we do when we continue to force ourselves and the people closest to us to be attached to others who are toxic, negative, racist, whatever? Why? Why sit in the presence of someone who criticizes you when you would never in 1,000 years take their advice? Why be obligated to someone out of guilt or fantasy? I don't get to have that big multi-generational family. I don't get that. Maybe you do. Maybe it's not family that you need to let go of. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's just ideas and beliefs and the bullshit pressure that you put over yourself of who you think it is you're supposed to be. That is not real. Let it go. Let it go. And be present in today. Enjoy this day. Let the peacefulness wash over you. Because where the dis-ease comes from is where we think we lack control. I like to argue that there is no need for control, but the truth is, in that understanding, there is all the control you will ever need. We can release the need to control others. And sometimes we do that by letting them go. I don't need to change the way someone sees me. I don't need to be understood. I don't need it. I will let them go. If all they can do is fight against who I am, if all they can do is twist the words that I say and the words that they say. When the words of an email are plain in front of you, and someone tries to twist it around and tell you it's something else, that's not okay. It's not okay when it's the words out of their mouth, but when you have evidence, holy crap. It's okay to let go. There is freedom and peace in that. For me, I keep asking myself the questions I ask you to ask yourself every week. What do I learn and how do I grow? And today, it is that the unresolved has no power over me. I do not have to sit under the eyes of someone and listen to the things they have to say if I already know what they're going to be. If I already know because of the previous experience, not just my intuition, though that's good enough, but literal evidence, if I know what this will be, nothing but discomfort, nothing but an attempt to control and manipulate me, my thinking and my decisions, to then set me up to have experience after experience where I will be uncomfortable and so will the rest of my core. Why would I put myself in that situation? For many years, I carried the obligation of what was done for me by others. But the truth is, I didn't ask them for that. Those were the decisions that they made, and it does not set right the continued sins of their judgment, of their racism, of their narcissistic desire to control my behavior, my beliefs, and my peace. I live in a peaceful world with a peaceful mind. And so do you. If it doesn't feel that way, it is because you are allowing someone to take it away. Seize your power back and let them go. It's okay. No guilt, no obligation, and no resolution required. You have the right to choose your path, to choose your life, your surroundings, and yes, even your family. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at Spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.